A new state administrative rule says Oregon will not centrally assess taxes on data centers such as Facebook's in Prineville. An article in the Bulletin says central assessment means the state can tax intangible assets, such as brand value or worldwide goods. State officials say this should give data centers the certainty they're asking for on taxation. But Representative Mike McLean of Powell Butte says the rule does not go far enough. He says legislation is necessary to keep data centers investing in the state.
Speaking of Facebook, about 100 small businesses will attend today's first ever Facebook marketing seminar in Central Oregon. Brooke Oberwetter with Facebook says they partnered with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Federation of Independent Business, and the Bend Chamber to bring this event to Bend.
Above and beyond the social networking aspects of Facebook, we have created a platform that businesses can build upon. They can create their own applications. They can hire outside developers to help them really make their pages a good central resource for everything that's going on with their business.
Reservations are full, but you can go to Facebook's Small Business Boost page to get more information.
The Indian Head Casino along Highway 26 opens a week from tomorrow. It's one of two exciting economic engines opening on the Warm Springs Reservation. The other is a new telecommunications company that opens today to provide phone and internet service for the tribe. Warm Springs Economic Director Jeff Ansbach says the two projects are helping each other.
The casino was our first customer. They're our first broadband order for the new telco. And so, you know, not only does it help stop the leakage and really kind of focus on turning dollars within the economy here, but it also lets the tribe take control of their telecommunication destiny.
The tribe today holds a ribbon cutting on its new telecommunication company. It was made possible, by the way, through federal stimulus dollars.
It's a tough population to keep track of, the homeless. Yesterday was the official homeless count in Central Oregon. Organizer Kenny LaPointe says the count helps them address the local needs and also access grant money and federal dollars.
A lot of folks think that being homeless is the person who is on the street corner holding the sign. And that is, you know, maybe the case occasionally, but definitely not for a majority of the numbers. What we're looking for, we got into accounts in motels, shelters, transitional housing facilities, folks who are doubled up in someone else's house, or couch surfing, somebody who's camping or sleeping in their car.
The numbers of homeless in Central Oregon was up last year when compared to the prior year.
In a related story, the count yesterday is part of a national effort to get an accurate number of how many homeless teens America has. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Lonnie Chapman, who helped co-found Icon City that helps area homeless teens, says they expect the count of homeless teens to be around 1,100 this year.
And a lot of it has to do with the economy as well. Parents not taking care of themselves, let alone their kids, you know. And it's caused for a lot of hurt in the family, where the kids would rather sleep on the streets as opposed to be in a home that where there's always anger, fighting, there's brokenness.
People considered homeless include those living at motels, shelters, sleeping on friends or family members' couches, and those sleeping in their cars. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey weighs in on the Iron Man Lead Man quandary. The Lead Man is already scheduled to come to Bend this September, but now there's an effort to bring the Iron Man here on the same weekend.
Right now, I would say that the county's in a holding pattern on what is to happen. There's an agreement already made by the City of Bend to a contractual commitment with Lifetime Fitness for a Lead Man event. And so unless there's a change in that, which I can't imagine, we would not recommend asking the City of Bend to not uphold that agreement.
She says if Central Oregon is going to pursue the Iron Man, it's important that all partners are united in the effort. And coming up next on your local news at 7:30, State Representative Mike McLean says Rackspace wants to spend $1 billion on data centers in Eastern Oregon, but that won't happen if his bill doesn't pass. And new figures show a dismal report card on Oregon high school students who are graduating. These stories and more coming up at 7:30 with Dave Jarvis. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.